Business phone calls. Phone call. Talking on the phone is very common in the office. You will be in a situation where you have to call someone, receive a phone call, leave a message, return a call, and a variety of other tasks. We will use this lesson to cover all the details about making and receiving phone calls. Receiving a call is probably the easiest. Hello, this is Mike. Microsoft, this is Steve. Calling someone is a little more difficult. You should state your name, where you are from, what you are calling for, and the question. Let's give it a try through an example. Hi, Mary. This is Michael Johnson from ABC Consulting. I am reviewing the financial data for the payroll project. I will need the 2002 fiscal report to complete this task. Do you know where I can get a copy? This example is very clear, organized, and concise. It first explains who the person is, what they are doing, and what they need. If you need to call someone to obtain information, you can use this type of sentence. Let's try one more, but this time, you are asking for help. Hi, Bob. This is Steven from ABC Company. I'm calling in regards to the data entry program you created. I'm having trouble locating where the connection is made to the server. Can you help me with this? Similarly, this phone call starts with an introduction of the person, a quick sentence on what the call is regarding, and a short description on what this person needs. If you are in this situation, use this process and write it down so you can say what you need smoothly. After you become familiar with it, you will not need to write it down anymore, and you should be able to say it fluently. If you have questions and a consultant or another business employee is visiting your company, then asking a question to them is very similar to asking a question to anyone else. Hi, Bob. I'm George. I'm the technical writer for this project. I had a question regarding the installation process. If you have a minute, can you show me the installation process? I'm having problems on the confirmation section. Usually, when a person is visiting your company, then it is polite to tell them your position so they can understand what type of help you will need. In the previous example, we used the same process of asking for help with an introduction, telling them what it is regarding, and what the problem or question is. Verifying information. Sometimes, you have to verify an order or double-check a figure. If you have the information and you just want to verify that it is accurate, then you can use these types of sentences. Hi, Deborah. I'm analyzing the log files and noticed entry 14 was negative 42. Can you confirm if this is accurate? I see that our April 2003 revenue was $1.2 million. Can you double-check that this figure is accurate? I'm going to meet with the CFO in an hour. Can you look through this report and double-check my findings? It should only take you 20 minutes or so. Telling person you will call them back. If you receive a question from a client or customer that you do not know, you can either tell them that you will find the answer for them, or tell them to call someone else. Let's learn how to do these things professionally. I don't have the answer right offhand. I'll need to find that information for you. Will it be okay if I call you back in about 30 minutes? I believe I can find that information for you. It might take 10 minutes or so. Can I call you back with the information? I'm not sure about the answer. I'll find the information and call you right back. Will that be okay? I'm not sure about this one. Let me ask my manager. Can you please hold? Redirecting. Receiving a call. I believe Joe Carey in marketing can help you with that. Do you have his contact information? I'm not sure about that. I'm pretty sure Mitch Smith will be able to answer this and other questions. Let me give you his number. Making a call. Can you redirect me to that person? Can I get his contact information? Can I get his phone number? What is the best way to contact her? Can you direct me to someone who can help? Hi, this is Matt from ABC Company. I have some questions on your Platinum Level business package. Can you redirect me to someone who can help? Leaving messages. When you call someone and they are not there, and you have to leave a message on their voicemail, remember to state your name, your company, and what the phone call is regarding. Then leave your phone number even though you think they have it. Hi, Mary. This is Josh from ABC Company. I have some questions regarding the financial data you sent me yesterday. Can you give me a call back when you have time? My number is 555-123-4567. Thank you. Hi, Jack. This is Julie from Consult R Us. I am missing a couple pages on the document you sent me. Can you call me when you are free? My number again is 555-321-7654. Thank you. In some cases, you will receive a phone message like this. If you have to call them back and they are not there also, you can leave a message saying you are returning their call. Here is an example. Hi, Josh. This is Mary, and I am returning your call. I'll be in the office for the next 3 hours, so feel free to call me back any time. Just in case, my number is 555-234-5678. Hi, Julie. This is Jack. I double-checked the documents I sent you, and I am not sure what pages you are missing. I might not be at my desk, so feel free to call me on my cell phone. The number is 227-1000. Hope to hear from you soon so we can straighten this out. On another occasion, you might call someone and they might not call you back. In this case, it is polite to call them again. This is how you can leave a second message. Hi, Mary. This is John again from ABC Company. I'm not sure if you got my first message, so I'm leaving one more. I have some questions regarding the financial data you sent me several days ago. Can you call me at 555-123-4567 when you get a chance? Thank you. If the company does not have a voicemail, you can leave a message with the secretary. After asking for the person you are looking for, if they say they are not in, then leave a message with them. Can you have Julie return my call? This is Jack, and my number is 555-123-4567. Sending and receiving information. While you are working, you will need to send information back and forth to business partners or to clients and customers. Since email is covered in its own separate section, let's work on sending packages through the mail and the fax machine. Hi, Jack. I have the final documents requiring your signature. I will have them delivered to you by tomorrow. If you can sign them and return them, we can submit the documents by Friday. Hi, Ruth. I have the escrow papers ready for review. Should I mail them to you, or can I fax them? Do you have a fax machine? Can I have your fax number? When you finish the final review, can you fax over the documents? Our fax number is 555-345-6789. I have a package that I am going to send out. I will FedEx it to you tonight. FedEx is a short way of saying Federal Express. It is a delivery company that ships immediately. A lot of businesses in the States use this method of shipping things, so it became common to say FedEx it. I believe I have your fax number. Is it 555-234-5678? If a person said they will send you information, you might have to call them back to check on the status if you haven't received it. Hi, Mary. This is Diana at ABC Marketing Company. Can I get a status on the fax you are going to send over? Can you check on the status of the documents you are faxing to me? I haven't received it. Hi, Mary. I didn't receive the fax last night. Can you fax it again? We should also confirm what fax number you have on file.